I really want community for me right now. I'm very tired of trying to function. And like, I understand having to move forward and keep going. But I can't tell you how isolating it feels. And I know I'm not the only one, but I don't see anyone around me caring or talking about this. I've met two people, and they're both Middle Eastern. But I mean, they're not my family. They're not my friends. I briefly spoke with them about it. I know that they have their own things. I can't expect them to coddle me as a ignorant American who's only now just realizing, oh, wait, there are real people in real places that are, you know, dealing with consequences of things that they have nothing to do with. They're just simply in a place where, you know, something is wanted from that place. They're just wanting to be deleted because it's not convenient to have them there. So I can't go to these people and cry with them. But I'm just tired of functioning and not talking about it with the people that I see every day, because it's just not important. I wish that I couldn't cry, that it didn't affect me emotionally. Because I feel like every time my voice breaks or I cry, it just brings me back to, you know, I experienced it in my childhood. I think a lot of us have, and even in adulthood, where it's like, oh, if there's emotions involved, you are overtaken by the emotions and your plight is automatically just, it doesn't count. It's not accurate. But I don't know how to be cold and calculated about, like, what is it now? Almost 13,000 people? It made me think about COVID and how we've had over 1 million people, like, directly be logged in, like, on their death certificates as having died from complications with COVID. But a lot of people, like, I think that for a lot of us, we moved forward very easily in spite of that huge number because we weren't seeing it all the time. There are, unless you were in the hospitals or in the morgues, the funeral homes, you didn't see it. And so that's a really big price to pay. As a people. But I don't, even for me, I, as somebody who briefly worked in the funeral industry, I think if I hadn't, I would be just as much, like, I wouldn't care either. And even then, I still inconsistently mask. The godmother to my children, she's been a surgical tech. She works with a neurosurgeon. She's a very educated woman. She's been in the medical industry for over 30 years now. She doesn't think about COVID at all. And that is astounding to me. I'm wheezing. I guess overall, I'm just saying that I think it's really easy for people to move forward and to continue going in this unhealthy way because you're not directly seeing what's actually happening. Only a small percentage of people are dealing with it. And luckily for us, we have ways of connecting with people now faster in 4K, you know, and that has been a really, I'm grateful and also, oh, excuse me, that's my daughter's iPad. I'm grateful for it, but I mean, it's also fucking horrible because like I woke up this morning, got on Telegram. I know when I open up that app, I'm going to see something I don't want to see. But when I saw all of these people that had been lying next to each other, who had been crushed, like they were literally sandwiched under this large chunk of wall. And then there was them. And then there was, you know, more wall underneath them. Hearing from people that are in Gaza that have said, you know, we sleep together in one room because at least if we die together. I'm pretty sure that that was a conversation that they had before they went to sleep. And that is why I saw all those feet lying next to each other. And I'm just, I see that in the morning. I still gotta make breakfast. Still gotta help clean my mom. Send her on her way for daycare. Still gotta go shopping. People are putting out their Christmas decorations. And I'm just asking myself, like, globally, if we were to respect the fucked up shit that's happening to people every day that doesn't need to happen like this. How much time would we have to take out of our day? Like what is a healthy amount of acknowledgement of what's happening? And also, but we must continue living. Like, I don't think it's going to ever be a perfect balance, but what I'm seeing in my life is just like, it doesn't exist unless it's in my phone. And it makes me feel like a QAnon nut. But these are real people talking and saying, well, this is what's happening. I don't know. I need people right now because I don't want to keep looking at this alone. And I'm not sure where exactly to start reaching out. It's not normal to see all this stuff. You know, I think for a long time, denying our, at least other people's humanity when it's convenient, has been something that we've been able to do easily. But now that we are so global, so globally connected, we can't keep going on like this. It's not realistic. It's really not. There has been notings of the Israeli government, the IDF, not the government, the ground forces. They've been taking bodies from Al-Shifa. Now, I know that most of those bodies have been there for a while, not because the people didn't want to properly bury them, but because they can't. I know that they're already well decomposed, most of them. I'm trying to find out if that is accurate. I believe it is, but I know that I have to do my due diligence and still try and figure it out. But the thing that perplexes me is that why take bodies? You know? It sounds like a cover-up. And I don't think it would be like a cover. I'm just imagining that I don't think that the Israeli government are going to be like, oh, we're just going to take away the bodies and then people are just going to forget. I think that, you know, it's very possible to take many bodies to try and get erased all the content we've been seeing, which is why I've been saving so much in my phone. And that even if they are, you know, Netanyahu is taken to trial, or other IDF soldiers, they could easily be like, well, yeah, you think you saw that, but here's really what happened. Like, I've been following, the IDF's, Telegram channel, and I read an article of theirs that they had published about how Hamas was using Al-Shifa and all the other hospitals. Let me see. Hold on real quick. Which hospitals they named, because they had like a map out. These are the ones that they claimed were evidence of Hamas's terror operations inside Gazan hospitals. Al-Quds Hospital, Al-Shifa, Rantisi Hospital, Sheikh Hamad Hospital, and Indonesian Hospital. And their website is idf.il. The article's on there. I think that, you know, in the article, the thing that bothered me was like the casual sentence of, there was one in particular where it said, and I'm not saying verbatim, but you can go look at the article. It was like, oh, they found loads of weaponry. There's that article. There's what they're posting on Telegram. Then there is, if you didn't know, there is an IDF TikTok channel where they have been posting, like they posted that infamous, you know, there is a list thing that is now a meme. Where are these weapons? Where are these loads of weapons? And the thing that reminds me of, it reminds me of when I was writing for the newspaper in my high school. And I didn't have enough shit to actually write in the article because I was a kid and I didn't know. And I was just told, you know, like, do fluff. You use very hyperbolic, very exaggerated, oftentimes redundant sentences when you ain't got nothing else, but you want to make it, you want to slightly confuse someone to where it sounds like if they don't know what they're getting themselves into, or if they haven't had any prior information and they're just going to this one source, it looks kind of like from far away, or if you take your glasses off, if you will, like it's a decent article. But then if you've been following what's happening and you read this article, it seems like, where are the numbers? If there are people who are actively being bombed that can still count their dead, even as it's happening, why can you not say, well, we found a truckload, 1,000 units, or 1,000 guns, 15,000 guns, all these things. It doesn't add up for me. And I want to cry. Because I know that even it's not over, but for the next 5 years, I'm pretty sure in my mind, the worst that could happen is that a lot of bodies are taken and put into secret graves, unmarked graves, where their families, if there's any surviving family, won't be able to find them. And then Gaza as it was. All the rubble's going to be cleared out. And then there's going to be hotels and other shit being built there. And there are still going to be refugees dealing with this. The Israeli government is not going to give any of these people a stipend of any sort, a monthly, I don't even know what you call it. I don't even think stipend is the right word. Like, just a monthly paying for, hey, we killed a lot of your people, and I know you're in another country now because we forced you out, but here you go. Here's some money. They're not going to do that. The same way for the U.S. in any of the Middle East over the past 20 years. So, the reason why I mention that is because I recently came across a video of a man. I need to look up his name, but it's that infamous photo from the torturing that, let me look it up. Hold on, before I fucking say anything. Oh my God, hold on, stay with me. U.S. torture war photos. I forgot the man's name, forgive me. Yes, that the torture at Abu Ghraib. I didn't know that the man who was in that picture with that thing on his head, and then he had like the black piece of cloth over his head, and then the black sheet or whatever, like type, kind of like a raggedy cloth, and like he looked like he had something attached to his fingers. That man is still alive. I need to find the video of it. Either way, there was an interview with him. And I distinctly remember him talking about how he tried to find compensation for having his life turned all the way upside fucking down. And for having been tortured by the U.S. Like, he went to his own government. And he was like, this has happened to me. I am barely able to function. Who can I go to with my grievances for? This is anything. Am I going to get any justice? And he's never gotten any. Yo. The gaslighting and the half-ass making up shit by the Israeli government is really getting to me. And then to hear people say, you know, like, oh, well, Israel's got to defend itself. Israel's got to do what it's got to do. Do they ever, they never declare or, like, clarify what is the line where defense, like, where from where it starts to where it, like, ends. And then when it just becomes a reign of terror. But even then, these people are also not acknowledging the fact that Gaza, the West Bank, are occupied territories. What goes in and comes out is heavily monitored by the Israeli government. These are people that already had it hard. Do you think that they're going to have enough means to, you know, make a proper militia and resistance? Like, I'm not even going to talk about Hamas. Because in my mind, what happened on October 7th was wrong. But why does Hamas exist? What is its sole purpose? Because I'm pretty sure with everything that I've read, it is not to extinguish the Jews. It is to be able to have drinkable water, enough food coming in, have an actual job market, like, just to be able to fucking live. Like, and I hate that I'm saying this because I am sympathizing with a terrorist group. But yet, the Israeli government is so fucking bad to these two occupied territories that I have to acknowledge why people would try to even fight back. I'm not comparing my life to these people, because what they are experiencing, I've never experienced. But I can't help, but as being someone who's been emotionally abused, and then being around a family that helps that abuser by gaslighting me, I feel this. I feel this for the Palestinian people, because there is no proper way to protest, to speak out. Like, you're telling someone, well, you can be mad, but you can't be that mad. You know, it's not that bad. When, even if you watch the documentaries, not movies, the documentaries that have been made about Gaza in particular before now, like the most recent one was the one from, I think, in 2014, was it 2012, 2014, Born in Gaza, which you can watch on Netflix. Like, that's not a normal way to live. Constantly still being around all of that instability and violence and death. That sounds like a concentration camp. It sounds like a fucking ghetto. That's what it sounds like. That's what it looks like. I mean, for fuck's sake. Anthony Bourdain did an episode on it. A man who just deals in food. A man who's a Jewish American man. This is not normal. And I just wish I had people around me that thought the same. And why do I care so much? Because I am not, and I've said it before, I'm not an affluent person here in America. And I already know that money talks here. I already know what it's like to not have, to constantly be struggling financially. And I know that if I got angry enough, I'll just be met with violence from my local police department. Because I'm not allowed to be angry. I'm not allowed. I have to go through lengthy processes just to make sure that my own people, my own family, have basic needs met. I have never more in my life felt and seen that my government doesn't give a shit about me or anyone else. I didn't plan on feeling this. I have tried since I was able to work, since 2011, 2012. I have tried pulling myself up by my bootstraps. I have tried to be a good citizen, even while working in sex work. I've always had it in my mind to make a place better than I have found it. But it's so hard to do that when you can't even fucking breathe, because you're just trying to make sure that you get enough water, enough food, and that you have a roof over your head. If I had had a proper, like, no one taught me about money and what I could do with it. I was just so happy at, like, especially during my heyday as a sex worker, just to be able to pay bills. I didn't even have, you know, like, the foresight to be like, you know what, let me put some of this away because I'm gonna need it at some point. I never thought about compound interest. I'm someone that comes from a family that constantly has struggled financially, to the point where I'm pretty sure that the stress of it all ruined my mother, who is very young to have dementia. She's only 54. So I take this very personally, because I don't have the means to keep myself protected. And another thing, I can't tell you how often I think, you know, let me just go back into sex work, but the amount of racist white men that you would have to just fuck is, it's at least in South Florida, it's a plethora, you know, it's a lot of them. I used to think, you know, like, yeah, I could take money from whoever I need to in order to get what I want, because whatever I do with that money, you know, it's my money And even though I had to do that work and deal with them for what, an hour, 2 hours, I still have the money and I can do what I need to for my community, for myself with it. I don't want to deal with somebody like that. I don't want to smile at somebody who says something blatantly racist to me and then I just have to take it. I don't want someone inside of me that does not see me as human in any way, not just because I'm a woman, not just because I'm a sex worker, but also because of who I am ethnically. Like that identity. And yet I know at some point, if I'm desperate enough, I'll go back out there, you know, and deal with the ignorance. There is a website that I still have a profile on that has so much U.S. propaganda and even a whole bunch of fucking anti-Semitic shit on it. A lot of blatantly racist shit towards black people on it. And, you know, I don't even know what to say to that. It's just, there's a lot of it on there. And they think it's normal. And they have enough privilege to be like, yeah, I think this way. What the fuck are you gonna do about it? You know? I just, at this moment, I know that I need people around me that are seeing this and that are hurting. I don't feel like being, I don't want to have to explain human, like, empathy to somebody. Because if it were the Jews then and it was the Jews now that this was happening to, that, like, I was seeing video constantly in my phone of children, Jewish children, Israeli children being blown up. Like, on a constant basis. I'm not talking about one day and then some hostages being taken. Like, I'm talking about the bloodbath that I have been seeing. I would still be like, you know what? That is fucked up shit. This has to stop. And I would be in the same position, but talking about a different set of people. Like, I don't care who it is. The fact that it's happening to people is wrong. And I don't feel like arguing it. This is why even this Thanksgiving coming up, I am not going to go around any of my in-laws, because I know that if I bring this up, it's going to be Israel has the right to defend itself, you know, collateral damage, that's just war. We talk with so much privilege because the only time we ever had to deal with a mass casualty event that wasn't brought on by a hurricane or something was 9/11. And that was in 2001. Even that, knowing that on U.S. soil, there's never been like an invading force coming to at least be like, you know what, you want to fuck with us, you know, then we're going to fuck with you, sort of thing. Like, we've never had it on our grounds. I realize that is not a privilege that happened by accident. And then also realizing that there are a shitload of U.S. bases in other countries. It's like that song, it's a fear tactic. I don't know where to go from this point, honestly. I don't know what to do. I'm going to do my best to educate my children and try and function in having a job. But at the end of the day, what do I do with all this knowledge? Knowing all these things, being able to, I feel like I've been zoomed in the entire time and now I'm zoomed out and I see the bigger picture. At this point, I don't know, like, literally in this moment, I still have to cook. I still gotta clean. I'm still gonna cry. What is, I don't know. Like, I've let go of the idea of having a praying to a God for help a long time ago. I never felt comfortable with the idea of religion with the way it's set up now for people. But I just want to be ignorant for a while and just pretend like there is a daddy in the sky that can come and fix everything. But yet I know that that's not the answer. Or at least not for me. You know? I haven't been funny in a long time. I don't think I've ever been funny. I don't know why I picked that title. I just want the U.S. to mind its own business. I want everyone on this planet, you know, spanning all classes, to be like, hey, I don't want to see people die every day. I don't think it's necessary. People die already. Like, these gruesome deaths are not, like, this shouldn't be normal. That's what I want right now. I just want someone else to look at me in my own language, in fucking English, and be like, you know what? I totally agree with you. I don't think this is normal. And then we go about our day, and there's no U.S. bases in other countries, and the U.S., us as a whole, we mind our fucking business. Oh, God. I gotta get back to my real life right now. I hope you guys stay safe. Free Palestine.